the whistler know many things, for I walk by night.
You're... My honor, guys that know, they just opened a salami counter in the Rexall drugstore.
Hello there, Henry. What you doing here?
Come over here, Amos. I want to see my new car.
Oh, this is yours, huh?
Sure is.
You must be going into Soapbox Derby.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mike Tyson speaking to you for WWJ, the Detroit News. And we're out here at the side of the Yankees for the season 1934. Lou Gehrig is still out front with a percentage of 357. Manute has 356 and Gehrig is 353. Two outs, count is 1-1 on Jorgen. Strike two called.
Was involved in a high-speed automobile crash that killed the driver. Pat spent several months in the hospital recovering with a steel rod in his leg. He stayed with his aunt and uncle after he got out of the hospital. As a child, whenever I bumped him, he would flinch in pain, but he never complained or talked about the accident. One afternoon while visiting Rose at her home in Millbrook, I told her about my personal experience with the Lord. I asked her if she wanted to give her heart to Him, and I talked her through the words I learned in Sunday school. Years later, when she was in the hospital during her last days, a preacher asked her the same question. He led her in prayer to the Lord before she passed. I always felt sad that she did not remember her conversation with me. Why didn't she just tell the preacher she was led to the Lord already by a child? The feeling that I messed up my first real chance to witness stayed with me for years. Pat's Uncle Earl taught me how to trout fish in the stream that ran past his house in Millbrook. He was a kind man that was always smiling, showing some missing teeth. He was a master Michigan angler, and he had a particular way to bait his hook. But when he wanted to pull a big one out of a hole or from under a bank, Uncle Earl would make a mess using 5 worms on his hook. I still use his 2 worms and 5 worm secret that he shared with me that afternoon, because it works. Uncle Earl unknowingly gave me good advice while teaching me how to fish. He said,
"Always walk upstream while fishing.
So the gravel you stir up as you walk will not spook the fish in front of you.
Years later, when I felt like I was always walking upstream against the current of life, I remembered that the gravel of failures will flow away if you are walking in the right direction. As I walked upstream with him, my boots would fill up to the top with water because they were not high enough on my legs in deep places. First, the water was ice cold as it soaked into my socks, and then it became a warm layer between my legs and the stream. Uncle Earl also told me,
"Still water runs deep. That's how you can tell where the dangerous water is."
Later in life, when things looked to be going well, I was careful not to fall into a hole that would be hard to get out of later, like financial debt or a bad relationship. Uncle Earl also told me how to fish on a lake with artificial lures. He always said,
"Dark days, dark bait. Bright days, bright bait."
He told me to choose what kind of fish you want to catch, then use the bait that will fit the weather of that day. He said,
"Try to make your bait look like a fish's natural feed."
As a teenager, I made a serious decision on what path I would follow. I looked for professional musicians that were already successful at what I wanted to do. I always tried to play with musicians that were better than me so I could learn something new. Uncle Earl taught me, whatever you choose to be successful in, learn all you can from people that already are. Their experiences can shine a light on what path you should take. Later in life, I called the big fish on my lake I could never catch, Old Uncle Earl.